Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Don Trenum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team, coming off a very, very nice win over Northwest Nazarene. I actually thought we'd be talking about two matches this week, but only going to be talking about one from the past week. That was Northwest Nazarene, as their scheduled game against Rocky was actually postponed. We'll be talking about that here in a moment. But Northwest Nazarene, big win for you, 2-1. Very, very exciting match. I don't think the score was real indicative of just how exciting it was, but obviously pleased to get that one behind you.
Yeah, I was. And, you know, we had talked the week before how we had kind of challenged the defense to step up a little bit, and I thought they did a really good job on the day. Didn't really have a goal against us on the run of play. Gave one up off a corner kick, but I thought defensively looked really good. And offensively, scored two goals on the day, one a penalty kick, but created lots of chances. Probably could have put a couple more away, but 2-1 result, penalty kick at the end. Definitely think we deserve to win that game.
Yeah, boy, I got to tell you, after the first half of play, I remember sitting there, and you remember me talking to you, I was saying, geez, it seems like we almost ought to be ahead 4-0. You got so many opportunities early. Seemed like good looks at the goal. I know you like to finish those, but at the same time, we talk a lot about creating opportunities, and sooner or later, those are going to start to fall into play. If they would have kept time of possession, which is obviously impossible to do in soccer, I thought you guys really dominated.
Yeah, I thought we held the ball well, moved it around nicely, created the chances, and really had control of the game. And even when they did score on us, we were only tied up, I think, for like a minute and a half. So, I thought really – came out and took care of business that day. Conference games are always going to be tight, and that certainly was on that day. And, had we put some chances away, yeah, maybe we could have run away with it a little bit. But that's tends to be the way it is in the GNAC for the most part. Games are going to be pretty tight.
It's interesting. I was watching you, and you seem to do something more than a lot of players do. Particularly one player kind of stands out in my mind. I've always been wanting to ask you about that, and I kind of forget. Almost looks like she almost goes into a forward position every now and then. I'm talking about Courtney Harvey. I notice her from the back row. Several times she will take the ball well across midfield on as you guys start your attack. Is that something new this year? It seems like I'm seeing that a little bit more from the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, it's not really. If you remember back to Sarah Gress last year, she used to do it too. I think a center back, if we can get one of them forward a little bit and make one of the center mids step up and defend her, that's going to open up another midfielder. So we like to get a center back forward if we can, and Courtney is done a pretty good job with it as a freshman. She's still kind of learning when she can go and when she can't go, but I just think that's another another number getting forward. We do a good job of getting our outside backs forward at times, and it just creates a little bit of unpredictability, and we like that.
Yeah, I know there's a long season left. Taking a look at this, you've got six conference games left in the year. Four of those are going to be at home. But obviously, when you take a look at a game like Northwest Nazarene, when you lost the heartbreaker in overtime there, when you've got tight standings like what we have in the GNAC, you really can ill afford to get swept by a team, can you? Particularly like Northwest Nazarene. So, again, a lot of season left, but it's hard to just – kind of overstate just how important this win was for you.
It was important, and I made no secret about it to the players, and the players, I think, we all had the same mentality. It was a revenge game for us. We felt we let the one slip away over there in Nampa, and felt we deserved to win that game. Northwest Nazarene certainly put the effort in that day and got the win, and they deserved it as well. But we definitely circled this game on our calendar after the tough loss over in Nampa. So we were pleased with the result, and it was a good result for us, and gives us kind of some momentum going into to our games this week.
That's right. And when we talk about the games this week, a game that we thought we'd be talking about right now already passed. That's Rocky Mountain College. That's coming up on Wednesday. We'll be talking with Don Trenum about that coming up on the second part of the Coach's Show.
Yeah, it's that time of the year again. But I couldn't resist. I got you a little present. I call it Godfather's Pizza Sugar Cookie Combo with extra sugar on top.
A savory medium combo pizza, a tasty medium one-topping pizza, and a scrumptious sugar cookie. Just $23. Two mouth-watering Godfather's pizzas and a big sugar cookie. Just $23.
I always get sentimental this time of year. About pizza. Order my sugar cookie combo today.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Don Trenum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. You know, interesting. I remember when my daughter was just a little thing, playing little kids soccer. I remember thinking they don't stop soccer for anything. You know, I think the only thing I ever saw these kids go off the field for was like lightning. That was about the only thing. Saw something that I hadn't seen for a long time, if ever. Sunday, the game was actually postponed. I know you don't take those postponements lightly and what have you, but obviously this was just something where you got together with Coach Duffy and said, man, this is just too nasty.
Yeah, and you know, I'm pretty big on our players going out and training and playing in pretty much all the conditions other than lightning. And you know, we even Monday, you know, just yesterday we were out there and it was probably as cold yesterday as it was on Sunday. But we just felt that, you know, on that Sunday game, it's an in-town game. Both teams are here in town. We only had one game scheduled this week. So, you know, rather than go out there and, you know, risk an injury and playing in the cold and the snow and not only injury, but just the nature of the game, I think it takes away from the game. We just kind of got together and felt it was better to play it later this week, and it kind of worked out for both of us, and I'm glad. I think it'll be a better match to play tomorrow because the weather will be a little nicer than trying to play in 25 degrees and snow and wind and all that. I don't think it would have been fun for anybody.
I have to ask you about, though, that brings up an interesting point, obviously. I mean, we've seen the extremes this year. The one thing we haven't seen is probably the perfect weather for soccer when you're talking about, you know, I'm assuming around mid-60s to mid-70s, not a whole lot of wind. I mean, you guys have gone from basically 90 to 100-degree heat to all of a sudden just being incredibly cold. I know that you don't change your game approach at all, obviously, but how does it affect your practices? I assume there's got to be a lot more stretching because there is concerns about, I would imagine, the likelihood of injury increases the colder it gets. Does that change a lot in terms of what you do at practice?
You know, it did a little bit. You know, yesterday we usually have a pretty good routine of about a 12, 15-minute jog and stretch and warm-up. Dynamic stretching, and yesterday as we got done with that and we went into the first activity, we had to stop it a little bit in there and get some extra stretching just because it was so cold, and just get those muscles a little bit more warmed up and stretched before we really started going hard. So yeah, I think you have to focus on that a little bit more, and after training doing a little bit more stretching. You know, the thing that I think players tend to forget is you know, when it starts turning colder is the hydration, which, you know, it's easy to remember when it's hot, but on these days when it's cold, they forget to hydrate, and that certainly affects your body. So you got to send a little bit more reminders there. Yeah, I think definitely whether it's really hot or really cold, you got to really, really remind the players to do the right things to take care of their bodies.
Let's talk about Rocky. You know, you talked about the revenge factor against Northwest Nazarene, Rocky Mountain College. Of course, won a thriller against you last year, actually broke a pretty good string that you all had as part of the Rimrock Cup. I know that this game doesn't affect you from a standing. We've already talked about this last week from the standpoint of the regional rankings or anything like that. It's a non-conference game, NAI against Division II. But obviously, I would imagine, particularly from the girls' standpoint, inner-city rivalry, if nothing else, bragging rights, this game certainly has some significance.
Yeah, I think that, you know, our team wants to win every game they play, and certainly Rocky Mountain. I'm sure that, you know, being the fact that they see them around town throughout the year, it's nice to be able to know that they beat them. So I'm sure they're pretty pumped up to play the game. You know, revenge from last year, I think so. I mean, if I were playing in the game, I would want to beat that team. But it's not only because it's Rocky. I think if it were XYZ University and they beat us the last time we played them, we want to beat them the next time. So I think that they are, they'll be looking forward to playing that game tomorrow and having a chance to get the result.
We'll talk about the Rocky game a little more, and also Carroll College coming up on Friday. It's kind of non-conference week for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team in the third part of the Coach's Show with Don Trenum.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Have you seen the full-color vehicle wraps in Billings? The professionals at Sign Pro can design your vehicle graphics from one color to a full-color wrap. Together with Sign Pro, you can create a visual impact for your business. For 17 years, Sign Pro has produced top-quality, cutting-edge signage. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Don Trinum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. Don, Rocky Mountain College Wednesday at 3:30 at Wendy's Field here on the Rocky Mountain College campus. Friday, you're taking on Carroll College, another very good NAIA program at 4 o'clock. That one, of course, is going to be taking place at Yellow Jacket Field. I know you want to win every single game, obviously, but the GNAC is just so intense. I mean, my goodness, there's just no – I mean, it's just incredible the competition you're having there. Is it nice to get – even though you want to obviously win these games, is it nice to have a week where you kind of get away from that that pressure of playing in the GNAC?
I definitely think so. From a coach's perspective, it's been I don't want to say more laid back. That's probably the wrong word because we do take every opponent very seriously. But it's just a different, it's nice to kind of be out of conference for a week because when you're in those conference games, you know, the battles that you have in there and the pressure to win those games is so intense. So it's nice to kind of get away from that and have a different type of intensity and pressure because we do put pressure on ourselves to win every game and to perform at a good level in every game. But it's nice to kind of get a break from that conference because it's pressure and the players feel it, the coaches feel it. And the reason we feel that pressure is because we're all competitive people and they want to do well. It's just a little different type of pressure, I suppose, with these games.
I suppose from the standpoint, I certainly don't want to call it practice, but practice in a really, really competitive atmosphere because, you know, right after that on Wednesday, the 21st, you're heading to arguably the best team in the country, certainly one of them in Seattle Pacific. So do you go into these games, and I realize you take it one game at a time, but is it an opportunity to kind of shore some things up in preparing for a very good Seattle Pacific team?
Yeah, and we talk about the pressure. We want to win these games, and the reason being, I think, is we want to carry a little bit of momentum going into the Seattle Pacific game. It would be a shame to drop two games and go into the Seattle Pacific with a two-game losing streak. So I think the biggest thing for us is just we're playing well right now. We're getting results, and we'd like to carry that over so we can carry some momentum into the final set of the second half of the conference. So that for us, talk about shoring things up and making, we're always from game to game, practice to practice, always trying to get better, and we always do. But I just think the momentum in the season is so important, and we certainly want to go into that next game with momentum.
Obviously Wednesday, 3:30 at Wendy's Field on the Rocky Mountain College campus, and then Friday at 4 o'clock at Yellow Jacket Field against Carroll College. Of course, that Friday game will be heard right here on the internet, as that is considered a home game. Don Trinum, head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team, congratulations on a very nice win over Northwest Nazarene, and best of luck to you against Rocky and Carroll.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
Been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Don Trinum and Ken Adelblue. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.